This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The other day, we reported on how younger people still have remarkable confidence in their chances of finding a new job quickly despite the recession. But according to our latest Marketplace Edison Research poll, 30% of workers 55 and older are not confident at all about the prospect of finding new work soon, compared to 20% of all adults. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that.
Tom Lynch in North Carolina is an upbeat guy. He's 75 and still has his job as an accountant. He gets to work from home. But even though he's been able to hold on to a job so far, he's not optimistic about what would happen if he lost it.
Beginning when I was 55, I was having trouble getting interviews. I think I could find work, but I think I would probably be working at 70, 80%. Of what I make today.
Gary Bertless, an economist at the Brookings Institution, says older workers are less likely to get laid off, but
once they're laid off, have to hope that the job market gets very robust, the unemployment rate drops very low for them to enjoy a good chance that they're going to get hired again in a job that's as good as the one that they lost.
Research from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston found that older workers were about half as likely to find jobs during recessions than younger ones. Of course, age discrimination is illegal, but experts say it's rampant. Some employers worry healthcare premiums will be higher for older workers, or that training on new technology might be harder. And with the pandemic, there's the added issue that older workers are more vulnerable to the virus. That kind of discrimination can lead to something else economists see during recessions, earlier retirements. Economics professor Courtney Coyle from Wellesley College says a wave of retirements can be dangerous.
Because your Social Security benefit amount is going to be larger if you wait longer to start your benefits, then those people who claim their benefits early, they're going to end up having lower retirement income for the rest of their lives.
Those kinds of retirements lead to worse healthcare and higher poverty rates. So Coyle says lawmakers should focus on policies to protect those forced into an early retirement because of a pandemic they didn't see coming. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.